Chapter 4. Dante moved to the back of the RV and sat on the edge of the bed to punch in the number to the enforcer house. Something cold and wet pressing against his leg drew his attention to the fact that the dog had followed him and now sat on the floor at his feet, her head on his knee. Petting the beast absently, Dante glanced toward the woman in the driver's seat. As he listened to the phone ring at the other end of the line, his mind was chasing itself around inside his skull like a dog chasing its tail. He needed to keep Mary safe from their pursuers, needed to save Tommaso, needed to pass on the information they'd learned, needed to claim his life mate. Christ, who would have thought he'd find her now in the middle of all this madness? It hadn't even occurred to Dante that Mary might be his life mate when he first hadn't been able to read her. He'd just assumed it was a result of his injuries and lack of blood. But he'd had no problem at all slipping into the thoughts of the doctors and the others and taking control of them. In fact, he'd controlled several of them at a time and with ease. And yet when she'd stormed back into the RV after he'd fed and got his strength back, he still hadn't been able to even peek into her thoughts, let alone control her. His body's reaction to her nearness was another rather telling point that suggested she was his life mate. Those brief moments when he'd held her on his lap, her intoxicating scent wafting into his nose and her warmth imprinting on his groin, he still had a damned erection from the encounter, and he was quite sure she'd felt something too. He'd heard her heartbeat accelerate and her swift, shallow breathing. Oh, yes. He was quite certain Mary Winslow was his life mate. He just didn't know what, if anything, he should do about it at the moment. There were so many things that needed tending just now.
Yes?
Dante glanced down at the phone in his hands with surprise at that abrupt word. It wasn't the usual way Lucian answered his calls to him. Usually he answered with, "Speak, Dante." But then, Dante usually called from his own phone. This was me.